Last year, the animated movie Puss in Boots by the company DreamWorks made a lot of money and was nominated for an Oscar. Its swashbuckling kitty with dreamy eyes was voiced by Antonio Banderas.
If it is to be a dance fight, then I will Tuesday night dance fight you to the death.
The computer-generated movie took 4 years and $130 million to make. But another cartoon, Puss in Boots, A Furry Tale, was hand-drawn in 6 months for less than $1 million. It went straight to DVD.
Is that you in the fur? You're a kitty cat. You always were the observant one.
That's just one example among many of how low-budget filmmakers are trying to ride on the coattails of Hollywood blockbusters. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this story about the knockoffs.
Animator Daryl Van Sitters once worked at Disney and Warner Brothers. Now he's the supervising editor at Renegade Animation, which produced the Puss in Boots knockoff and others. He admits to openly piggybacking on the buzz of major studios.
Yeah, the idea is to draft on all that free publicity. It's a clever idea, and I think oftentimes it works. Sometimes you end up with customers who feel that they've been cheated, and the idea is not to cheat them. The idea is just that you're aware of this property now, so here's some other alternatives.
Before the Dancing Penguin movie Happy Feet won an Oscar, Renegade came out with Tappy Toes.
All right, who's next?
And DreamWorks' masterful Kung Fu Panda was reduced to Chop Kick Panda.
Miss me. I want a piece of this.
Knockoff films are nothing new. In the 1950s, science fiction flicks like Creature from the Black Lagoon and The Blob sparked cheap imitations. Later, the blockbuster Jaws spawned the low-budget Piranha. And E.T. generated the laughable ripoff Mac and Me.
There's a segment of people who watch them because they know they're bad and they're funny. They're fun to make fun of with their friends.
Kyle Ryan is managing editor of the AV Club, a sister publication of The Onion. He cites filmmaker Roger Corman as the master of producing inexpensive B-movies that have become cult classics, like 1993's Carnosaur, the story of a mad scientist who recreates dinosaurs to destroy humanity.
The Earth was scaled to their dimensions. Human beings are ants crawling through their living rooms.
You could tell they were using miniatures, but they were overcompensating that by, like, ramping up the sound design. So it was like, boom, boom, boom.
Carnosaur starred Diane Ladd and was released 2 weeks before the larger-scale blockbuster Jurassic Park, which featured Ladd's daughter, Laura Dern. This summer, just before Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter came out, The Asylum released Abraham Lincoln vs. Zombies. Every year, The Asylum cranks out dozens of knockoffs of Hollywood blockbusters. Partners Paul Bales, David Romani, and David Latt call them mockbusters.
Everyone else does it, but we're just out there kind of exposed.
We're shameless. We have a movie called Transmorphers. I mean, that's The Asylum.
Snakes on a train, you know.
Blockbuster Video used to give The Asylum its marching orders, but there are now many more distributors. The Sci-Fi Channel, Netflix, and other ways of streaming content have created a mini-renaissance of mockbusters. So, for example, just before two other Snow White movies came out this year, The Asylum released its own version, says David Latt.
No, we don't have spies at the studios. We have a general sense of what the film is, and we make our movie completely original just based on that concept.
For example, Paramount Pictures' upcoming biblical epic Noah won't hit the theaters until 2014, but The Asylum has already wrapped up production on its flood potboiler.
We're going to dolly in like this.
With scenes filmed on location at a community college in Compton, Peter Geiger is directing a sort of poor man's Noah's Ark.
They don't have the animals 2x2.
Instead of wrangling a cast of thousands from a zoo, the characters instead round up DNA samples in test tubes.
So this is low-budget filmmaking.
For new filmmakers like The Asylum's Devin Ward, making fast turnaround genre films on the cheap is a rush.
In a 5-month period, I've done zombies, puppies, bikinis, and End of the World. That's how absurd it is. Textbook definition guerrilla filmmaking.
And they're all headed to a small screen near you. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.